Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, why talk about modern day miracles on the show?
Roy, God gave us opportunity to talk about the Holy Spirit and His miracles, and if you'll notice, there are not a lot of churches, people, radio shows, or even TV shows that talk about modern day miracles that God's working in our life. And we, you know, lots of good shows and programs.
Why do they shy away from that?
Well, we have to cover the Bible, that's for sure. That's, you got to lay the foundation from the Old and New Testament. But all that stuff you learn from the Old and New Testament should teach you how to go in your own life right now and experience all of God and His miracles. And so we just thought a show that would talk about modern day miracles and the modern day working of the presence of Holy Spirit would be a unique thing and something that would encourage people to...
In other words, it's not just about things that happened 2,000 years
right.
ago. It's happening now.
Yeah, exactly.
It hasn't changed.
Yeah, and you don't hear that from much churches. I mean, I almost would assume if you go to a lot of churches that it ended 2,000 years ago. But no, that's not true. It's not true. And so that's why we're doing this show, Roy.
Speaking of miracles, we have a miracle of the week every week. So what's your miracle of the week?
Well, we have another good, interesting one. This was kind of a fun one. And again, it ties to the garden here. But I had a man, stranger, call me from Houston, and he was in the oil, gas, energy, equipment business in Houston, and the economy's, you know, gone down there now, and so it's been a challenge. But he had a friend, he said, he introduces himself, and I didn't know him, and he introduces his friend that says, my friend, the friend's name was Shardy LeBlanc, and this man's name was Rick Gernt, and Shardy said, I need to talk to you because I got some questions about God. And Shardy apparently was somebody that came up to the cross and was touched by God at the cross. And so when he found a friend, and they're Catholics, he recommended me. And so I said, well, sure. And he got the phone number. And But he said, well, how long you known Shorty? And I said, well, I'm trying to place him right now. Actually, I mean, thousands of people. I'm not even sure if I met him. And he goes, oh, I apologize. I wouldn't have called you if you, you know, I thought he was a close friend of yours. And I said, well, no, but this is called a divine appointment. How can I serve you? And so he gets quiet. Anyway, to make a long story short, he basically had a burning bush experience is what he called. He said, could you tell me what happened to me? And I said, where do you go to church? what do you believe about God? And he said, well, I'm a Roman Catholic. And I said, great. What happened? And he tells me this experience about how God came alive in his life. And I said, well, sir, that's the born-again experience. And that's what you've experienced because you love Jesus and you but now he's real to you. And I said, that's what that is. And I talked to the man and I shared things about God. And I said, look, you need to read the Bible. Have you ever read the Bible? No. I said, okay, you need to get you a Bible and read the Bible. Start at the New Testament in the book of Matthew. And he goes, the first book is Genesis, isn't it? Shouldn't I start there? And I said, no, sir. Go to Matthew. Then you can go back to Genesis later. Get the New Testament in you. He said, boy, I wouldn't have known that. I'd have tried to read through Genesis. And I said, no, start there. So anyways, I shared some things about God and about God willing to talk to people and to work miracles in their lives and to do be personal, very personal. Anyways, so I prayed for him. He had some stuff coming up in his business. God answered all the prayers with a yes and amen. He just got more on fire for the Lord. He called up here last week, and he said, man, first of all, God answered those prayers. You prayed for this business meeting I had. I needed some stuff to come through, and it did. And he said, but, you know, meeting you, it's like I've been driving down country farm roads all my life. And finding you is like finding the superhighway to God. And I said, yes, sir. Well, I'm trying to point people to God. But that thank you for that compliment. But it's him that I'm pointing to. And just like he's in the oil gas business, I said, look, it's like the pipes. You know, the pipe transports the oil. That's the thing that's valuable. And it's the oil of the Holy Spirit that we transport. And we're just old rusty pipes, you know, trying to do, but we're transporting a very precious commodity. And so it was fun to see this Catholic just come alive in the power of the Holy Spirit. And now he's telling all of his friends he's born again, and they're all saying, what? And then he's saying, well, let me tell you. And so it's just neat to see how God uses the cross even to people that have never been there. See, he's not even been there yet. And yet this transformation has happened in his life.
Well, we have Susan Casey back this week, and she's brought her husband along. So if you don't mind, introduce Steve Casey for us.
Okay, well, these two are terrific people from Austin, Texas. And Susan is a lady that found the cross and has been bringing busloads and vanloads of people here to the garden over and over for years. And she's married to an incredible husband. So, Steve, you're here with us. Why don't you tell us who you are and why you're here and what you're doing.
Sure, you bet. Well, I'm here because my wife, Susan, wonderful lady she is, and I am blessed to have her as my wife. She decided to have me come visit the prayer garden with her once about a year and a half ago for the first time. Heck of an experience, but I guess a little bit about myself first is I was born in Texas, grew up moving all over the country as an Air Force brat, a lot of Air Force folks in San Antonio, and I decided to go off and have an adventure, went in the Army, so I went to West Point, went in the Army as an infantry officer and served with the 101st Airborne in the Gulf Wow. War years ago, but I ended up back in Austin about 21 years ago to help start up and get a firm going that transitions military service members in corporate America.
So, well, thank you for your service.
Thanks,
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Well, tell us, Steve, what is it like to be to live with a lady who's on fire all the time?
It's an adventure, let me tell you that. There's no lack of excitement.
It sounds like a recruiting promotion for the military.
It is.
It's an adventure.
Find a Susan, you'll have an adventure no matter what. So that's true. You know, it's exciting. There are new things always happening, always new realizations going on. That's the truth. You know, we have a lot of spirit moments because Susan drags me into these spirit-filled moments. It's just occur. A lot of these "are you kidding me" moments, this actually happened, is what she and a friend of hers, David, say all the time, and it's true. You know, I don't lack for adventure. I think God put her in my life because I needed somebody to break me out of the mold of being just a kind of a steady Eddie type guy that wasn't very emotional, you know, and didn't have that going on in my life so much. And boy, she broke me out of that.
So every morning when you get up now, you don't worry about anymore whether your day is going to be adventurous or not.
No worries about that. It's going to happen one way or another eventually.
Now, Susan's made a whole lot of trips from Austin. And when she made the first one, you probably didn't say anything about it. But the time she's doing 10 or 15 or 20 trips,
right?
You're thinking, Susan, what are you doing over there?
Okay, I hate to, this is embarrassing to say this, Roy. My first thoughts were, wow, it's a lot of gas money driving down there all the time. What about kids? We don't have to get them babysat, do we? Do it. Make sure you're back to pick them up after school, please. You know, what about our business and things we have going on outside of this, too? I mean, that was my first response. Like, well, we've been there once, you know, do we need to keep going? And it was a fantastic place. So I did realize later on the importance of going back again, because there were a lot of things I could share about that that hit me later. But really, it was my first honest response to the idea of her going back again was simply, it was very simple. It was, well, you know what? God's everywhere, you know, number one. Number two, you can pray anywhere he's going to hear you. Do you need to go to a garden for that?
that's how I felt. Respond. And what? How did you talk? How did you explain this to him? That's what I want to know.
I just got to go. That I just knew I had to go, and he knows me. When I decide that I've got to do something, he may tell me no, and I'll look at him with a smile and go, okay, and then I go.
Exactly.
Which is not
right.
Unusual. Anybody that's listening out there that's married, we all understand that. We
know.
But did Steve, did you understand that she was having a powerful effect on lots of other lives, and it wasn't just for her?
Right.
But that she was bringing others to Jesus.
I sure did. The first, when I started seeing it happening and the stories that started to occur, Susan would call me on her way back the first time, then again, I'd be in the office, she'd call me, and it was, I started looking forward to hearing what happened this time, what miracles are taking place, literally, because I went from a skeptical guy, not quite sure about the glory dust idea. I'd heard about it.
I was going to ask you, what were you hearing about the glory dust?
Well, you know,
she says, hey, guess what? We have glory dust. You go, what?
This is funny. The first time I ever heard about it was actually Life Austin Church in Austin, or where we go. And, you know, I'd heard about it happening in a Holy Spirit class on Wednesday night there, but I came down here with slight skepticism, but wanting to see it in my heart, wanting to believe in God's miracles. And so I started to see it when we had returned to the garden. I couldn't believe it. One day I looked on my own arm down there and I thought, well, it must be the suntan lotion, you know, sparkling. And I thought, but all over, you know, and I showed Susan, like, I don't think there's glitter in the copper tone, you know, what's going on?
This
is amazing.
It was at the dedication of the prayer
garden. Yeah, the dedication, September 2015. So, it was amazing to actually see that occur.
Had you ever heard any testimonies like that before?
Not quite like that. I mean, a couple at church and so on, but just being in a place that Max Greiner and Sherry and everyone put together on that hilltop, it is amazing. I was not used to being around it, seeing it, anything. You know, I grew up in a family that did not go to church at all. My dad was a former Catholic, and so didn't grow up around it, didn't experience it, and hoped to see it someday after I started going to church myself.
Max?
You know, the neat thing about with Steve here is this Holy Spirit stuff, it's infectious. And if you get the picture, first his wife gets infected.
Like he's been infected.
Yeah, and then she starts infecting everybody else, including her husband, you know. And but Jesus said, you know, share the good stuff with others. That's what this is all about. And I thank you on the radio here, Steve, for letting your wife, because I'm not sure if somebody said, you know, would I let Sherry drive 21 times to some other town, you know, to pray at a cross?
See a cross?
Yeah. But the truth is the fruit, you're going to hear about that, and you're going to meet people in heaven that your wife brought to that cross, and their whole life was changed forever.
Yes.
So look at the gas money as one of the best investments
in
the kingdom that you've ever done.
Your wife is happy.
Absolutely. Well, I realize the importance of
that.
Happy
life. How thankful that is.
No, I started promoting the CDs also after a while.
There are worse things one's wife can be involved in.
That's right. You know.
And more expensive.
I was very excited. It only took a couple trips down there for me to change my mind and to start going, hallelujah, praise God, when she called me in the office and raised my hand and say, awesome.
Yeah, but you know, it's like the lady at the well that Jesus talks about, you know.
Right.
She says, man, I met this guy. She met Jesus at the cross.
Right.
And she wants to tell everybody, come see for yourself. And that's what that Susan has done, is she's just trying to bring others to the presence of God, and that's wonderful.
Well, two things real quickly, Steve. How did you get such a great, beautiful wife? And what can you say to folks who want a godly spouse?
Well, first off, honestly, it was prayer. You know, I met her when I was 33 years old, walking out of church one day, and as a single man, wondering if you'd ever meet a great wife someday, the right person, I had to learn to submit myself to God first. That was just my personal Christian walk and testimony. I had to submit. I had to come under God's authority. I had to align myself with God first and really walk in His garden He made for me. Walk complete in the garden like Adam did, you know, until God decided now's the right time for Eve to come into your life. You've tended the garden properly, and that's what I had to learn to do. And once I believe I did that, and I felt completely at peace, knowing that God would perhaps reward me someday. Whatever happened was up to God, and that didn't matter when it came to eternity. What mattered was I'm aligned with God and doing what's right in His mind. So that's what happened. That's how I met her.
Steve, what else do you want listeners to know before we have to get out of here today?
Well, you know, first off, I think what I've realized the most going and visiting the cross here in Kerrville is it is like going to a real tabernacle. It is like coming to the throne. And, you know, God told us to come boldly to the throne. And even when we're, you know, I had to realize this in my life, even when we're, racked with guilt or shame or not feeling right, it's especially in those times we want to draw off and be alone ourselves. We need to go back boldly before the throne of God again because there's grace and mercy there. And the physical representation, one of them is like going to that cross on the mountain there. You know, Randy Phillips, our church, said at any given moment you have the power to say, this is not how my story will end. And one thing I think that helps a great deal to get transformed, have our minds renewed, bring the Spirit back into us where we can feel freedom again is by going up on a hilltop or the cross, bringing ourselves to the Lord.
Max, closing comments?
That's good. That's what we want to have happen. And again, folks, it's not a religious thing. It's a spirit thing. And we're all supposed to share the Lord. And you don't have to come to Kerrville, by the way, to find the Lord. You can just cry out to Him where you are. But the cool thing about it is that there are those places and there are times in your life when it's good to go to a place and it's good to pray.
How do they reach us here at the Cross, Max?
Yeah, just the website's the best way. Just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecross@kerrville.org.
Max, thank you. Steve Casey, thank you. And Susan Casey, thank you for being with us, all of you.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
Roy.
You so much.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our Visitor's Comment this week.
Thank you for being with us today. I'm so excited. I have some really great quotes to tell you about today, and I know you'll appreciate them as much as we do. The first one comes from Kathy Lyles. She's a trustee for the foundation and a gardener who donates like, how many hours? 12 hours?
30 hours a week.
30 hours a week pulling weeds. She's a super great lady. She says, last Tuesday, I had to bring my husband to Kerrville for an appointment. I told him while we were there, I wanted to see the waterfall fountain. So we drove up to the garden. When I climbed the steps and saw the garden, it looked so beautiful. I began working in the garden last June, and this is the longest I have gone without working there. So it was like I had fresh eyes. The big tooth maples with the rock mulch lining the walk to the cross looked so good, very simple and clean. When I got to the fountain, I exclaimed, Yahoo! Yippee! Or something along those lines, because I was so excited to see it. It is spectacular. I just stood there beside the fountain and looked all around the garden. It is beautiful, and there is so much yet to come. I just had to tell you. Kathy Lyles. Janice Gonzalez from McAllen says, Max, what a joy and blessing it is to meet you. Thank you so much for sending us the pictures. Glory to us. Absolutely remarkable. We exchanged our vows under the cross late yesterday afternoon. I am still searching for words to describe this glorious event. I will email you later this week with our story. Rolando and I would like to be ambassadors of the cross. We will indeed be praying for funds. Thank you again, and God bless you. And Lyle Vaughn Sagrin from Garden Ridge writes in, we look forward to returning again soon after we get back from visiting family in Nebraska. God bless you and all your precious family as you continue to sacrifice and serve the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And my last one for today is from Patricia Wong from San Antonio, Texas. Please continue in your life-saving work. You are a true blessing from God. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites. such as the cross at Kerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.